This is the most rest I've had in 3 years.
The doctor suggested that you had better have a long bed rest. He said that long-distance traveling and your work just aren't good for your health.
I ate their simple food. I lived in their simple homes. I feel like I'm one of them. Until this last incident, I had no idea of the pressure they were under, living under the control of a warlord. Now I understand their true situation. Maybe the Bible isn't the medicine to cure every disease. They believe in God, but they're still slaves. There's nothing we can do. They have no will to live. They have no power.
Darling, stay in England. Your son and I need you here. Darling.
返中国而庆幸的时候，一个突如其来的消息传到了石门槛。据说在哈利米那个几乎夺去我生命的村寨爆发了可怕的天花，因为没有药物，很多人死去。我告诉艾玛，从英国带来的牛痘也许能帮助年幼的孩子抵抗天花。
所以阿兹诺就说哈里面 都送到外婆了。
那顾查拉斯姑爷什么事？
你在房里面的车我不真的不打消大便，你妈不去上好
听着都朝因果刷小菜
也是你大姑在某大哈里面你到那海的水里
去马卡的报道
这里是我为自己的生命苦苦抗争的地方在这棵树下极度的痛楚中我甚至渴望有最后一下重击来结束生命的时候有人用自己的身体护住了我在那之后我再也没有见过那个人甚至连他叫什么名字都不知道在曾经遭遇毒打的那条小河边我开始为哈利米寨子里的孩子们种牛豆原本我以为那个夜晚的恐惧会永远留在我的脑海里我想错了原来个人痛苦的记忆可以降到无足轻重的地位